America scratches its head and wonders why jobs are leaving, despite the highest government spending in world history. We wonder why so many people need food stamps and unemployment checks, despite more money being thrown at these programs than ever before. What used to be the world's greatest economic power is now its greatest debtor, and on the decline. We wonder why companies now prefer to do business elsewhere as industry after industry flees offshore. Why we can't make a good car anymore or get out of our own way when it comes to running a fiscally prudent government, and query just how the freest country in the world became one of its most controlling. We have troops all over the globe, yet let millions stream across our borders unfettered. We give billions to countries all over the world, and billions more to banks, domestic and foreign, yet let our elderly starve, our homeless wander, and our needy go untended. Our grease gears of government are now mired in deadlock and squabble over billions to the banking system while our citizens go hungry. The top earners of America get ever richer, while middle America can barely afford to make ends meet, not to mention that over 50% of Americans are so poor they can't afford to pay income tax. 1 in 4 Americans get some sort of assistance from the government, and $2 of every 10 earned in America comes from that same governmental source. What happened to our once great country? It's not hard to figure out if you take a macro view of things and see that over time, small cracks opened in the Constitution, eventually yielding large gaps in our freedoms, both economically and socially. Somewhere along the line, Americans got lazy and veiled it in the words compassion and entitlement. We confused freedom with our perceived rights. We forgot that our forefathers created this nation for men to be free, free of government intervention, freedoms from others looking to take what we rightfully earned, free to spend our money where we wanted, free to succeed and free to fail. Somewhere during the last 100 years, we yielded to those calls of economic exploitation and lack of compassion and fell victim to the myth of economic equality. Somewhere, America believed those that felt income equality on all levels was a God-given right, not an earned one, and that a small group of men knew better than all of us on where to spend our hard-earned dollars. With the help of unlimited funds from the Federal Reserve and the elimination of the gold standard backing our dollar, America went on a world-improving binge, spending not only its own money, but the money of their children and their children. Thinking we know better than our children where to spend their money, we have gone so far into debt it is all but impossible to pay off. With total payouts and entitlements now estimated to exceed $100 trillion, no one actually knows the real number, the interest rate on this debt now requires an ever-increasing deficit. Talk of balancing the budget is ludicrous, as the compounding of this debt alone is exponential and requires larger and larger deficits just to stay afloat. Couple this spending spree to the movement to improve the populace, and you can see why we are in the spot we are in. Unions bargain for more and more benefits, sick leave, health care, and who knows else what. Minimum wage laws and quotas filled the ranks with underqualified and reduced the number of workers that could be hired. Overzealous redistribution taxes and emission mandates forced employers' operating costs ever higher. Not versed in economics, regulators and politicians missed the basic premise that low-cost wages overseas would encroach on overburdened companies here, and exports would make up the cost difference with lower price tags. Companies, being good capitalists who have to answer to shareholders, would leave to greener and cheaper pastures, subsequently decimating our job space. Put simply, you can't have luxury health care, perfect air and water, paid child care, lavish pensions, and 6-week vacations when the country across the ocean produces its goods without any of these costs and at 1/10 the wages. Something had to give, and America's jobs base was it. Nature was only trying to equalize what we distorted. Employee costs went too high, and economic osmosis took place. Add in decades of government overspending on social policies run amok and government gone gargantuan, idiotic anti-capitalistic policies like mandated home loans, job quotas, minimum wages and health care, and then insult us with bailouts everywhere. Pay for it all with printed trillions, which is just more debt, and America is left tattered and staggering under her own excesses. It's a fact of life that flies in the face of world improvers, and now the rest of us have to live with the result. The free market knows best. Left to its own, capitalism works fine. But what you are seeing now is the farthest thing from capitalism. Burdened with social agenda and fed with paper money fiat, the end result is a country on the brink, and no amount of printed money will rectify this flawed model of socialistic capitalism. If America wants to save herself, she must look to the document that founded her, the U.S. Constitution. Follow it to the letter and allow our citizens the true freedoms allocated there, both socially and economically. That's it for today's Money Matters. The views and opinions expressed on this newscast were my opinions only. They may not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff members, or underwriters. My name is Mark Cuniberti.